Blog Talk Radio.
Rev Talk. Good evening. Time to testify here at the T2T Testify Tuesday. Today's daily psalm, brothers and sisters, we've got Psalm 138. Very interesting psalm here. We're beginning the fifth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that's known as Deuteronomy, the Mishnah HaTorah, the repetition of the copy of the Torah, the copy of the direction, instruction, the repetition of the law right here, as learning, you know, repetition is very important for learning, getting to really know what we claim according to the teaching of His Majesty. Let's share this right here at the outro, the T to T. We have the evening psalm here for the third day, you know, the evening psalm, Psalm 82. And Psalm 82's theme should remind us here, even on the third day of the week, of what our focus should be on justice, on what is right and righteous. Give us a teaching of His Majesty, because we don't want no devil's philosophy. Here.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it.
I'm going to testify. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, says Kedamawi Haile Selassie, Haile Selassie the First. And you and we and I and I should elaborate. Come, make a reason. So here, evening psalm here for the third day, Psalm 82.
Right? Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor Leasavor 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 Leasavor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishpot. Elohim 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations, inherit all nations.
Your Imperial Majesty, as a mature Christian, have you a special word for young people of these days?
Bazikan inya gzar must
on this occasion. I address also all those within our empire. Our Christianity is not restricted to a given church, and I stress above all that we do not wish to make distinctions. My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments and can elaborate on it. The nation for which I am the emperor follows and accepts this, since it's also what I accept and follow. I would believe our country is not only historically Christian, but also actively Christian.
Yes, the teaching of His Majesty. Now that's the ideal. That's the ideal, Haverim. But then what is the reality? Here, look, Rhema tunes right here. Here, come with it.
Now here it is. They say every week from yard my flex to draw first shot. But this one come from abroad, and it's hard.
But them mothers at them cheap won't come kick out my teeth. Coming at them red want to lick off my head. Coming to my lane want to fly out my brain. Them get up in a jacket and them get up in a tie. What to deprive I mind from my right. Them a murderer. Them a murderer. Watch them a call. Watch them a come. Them a vampire. They will suck out your blood. Watch them a call. Watch them a come. Them a murderer. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Tell them already, we have to tell them again. Anyone winner like a winner, keep them free. Girls we don't feel, we don't chat to them. Cause them a murderer. Them a murderer.
Cold-blooded murderer. Cold-blooded murderer. Oh Lord, they're gonna die. Oh God, no little boy. For the name of Billy Boy. Up one early morning with his double mount Remington. Oh, in turn a midnight robbery, they lick him with the SLR. Shocking on me neighborhood when Billy Boy lost his life. Hang down your head, murderer. Hang down your head and cry. Die, you gonna die, oh Lord, you gonna die, oh God, when the right time comes, oh Lord, toya to hear over my radio, woman and children murder, toya to read in the Daily Cleaner, man phone in a leg dead, whatever I bought boys, is what they gonna read. Remember John Lee, and you sweep them off their feet. Hang down your head, murderer. Hang down your head and cry.
Murderer.
Hang down your head, murderer. For boy, you gonna die. You gonna die. Oh Lord, when the right time comes. Oh God, no. Bang bang, giddy gang gong, giddy bang. Ding ding, giddy dong dong, giddy bang. Tremend. Bang bang, giddy bang gong, giddy bang. Ding bang, giddy bang gong, giddy bang. North man from Brooklyn.
Trying to wash them out, but there's no water, man. Take a the pain about me, no go river. Take a the pain about. Take a the pain about me, can't move, sir. Take a the pain about. Yeah. All me Sunday rice and peas boiling on the fire.
Hey, 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 hey.
I went to gather some wood and he turned right over. And take a the pain about me can't bend, sir. Take a the pain about. Take a the pain about the food dancer. Take a the pain about. Yes.
I pray for health and strength in daily food. I praise thy name, oh God. Oh, I can never ever be ungrateful. Yeah. I pray for health and strength in daily food. Praise thy name, oh God. Oh,
I can never ever be ungrateful. Till them in a danger. Some no member Jack. Till them under pressure. Some no member Jack. Till them want to the doctor. Some no member Jack. Till the team take over. But I'll always pray and I'll always sing. Yes, I will give respect to the king. He give I this better life to live. Oh yes, he give me strength. He keep me going on. Yes, and in my heart. Oh yes, he put a little song.
And your first name a killer. We know the devil strong, but we follow him your healer. You want to take life and you no give up. Hey, you ever look up in a nozzle with a finger upon the trigger? And cold sweat a wash your water running like a river. We every youth we born, they to one need a nigga. So leave it while you can, Mr. Miller. Certified murderer. Hey, I love you like a murderer. You don't be a fallabaka, murderer. road. No make me do that track. You see, not joke, you now no bed, you like a maca. Certified murderer. Hey, you love your laka. Murderer. You don't be a falabaka. Murderer. Oh, no make me do that track. You see, not joke, you now no bed, you like a maca. Hey, every man want to live and just a live and live a one. Wow. No man no one dead, you look and need a bread a can. Wow. You boast how you boast it till your finger full a can. Wow. Table turn and you alone in a you storm. Hey, hey, the book need done tell you after that here is a calm. Wow. But Molly might a dead about him teaching carry on. Wow. Reaction on no something way pretty and me a one. So think before you squeeze it, Javan. Wow. Certified murderer. Hey, I love your laka, murderer. You don't be a falabaka, murderer. Oh, no make me do that track. You see, not you couldn't have no bed, you laka maka. Certified murderer. Hey, I love your laka, murderer. You don't be a falabaka, murderer. Oh, no make me do that track. You see, not you couldn't have no bed, you laka maka. Hey, look how long nice, don't know I fight it.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I little Lorraine McQueen right there.
I'm going to testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor Leasavor 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 Leasavor.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishkot.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all.
Forgive them, forgive them. Forgive I and I, Father. Forgive them, Father. Lauren, hear, hear, Lauren Hill will forgive them, Father. Yes, sir. Classic.
Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. Although them again we will never, never, never trust. Them not know what them do. They go to Yai while I'm sticking like glue. Blinking green while they're plotting for you.
Forgive them, Father, for they know. Be careful of those who pretend.
heartbeat. In the street, shot the teeth for my feet. Why for you to increase, I must decrease. If I treat you kindly, doesn't mean that I'm weak. You hear me speak and think I'm gonna take it to the street. I know enough cats that don't turn the other cheek, but I try to keep it civilized like Mandalik and other African gods. Observing stars with war scars. Get yours with capitalistic systems. So many quarters got what you can't list them. How you gonna idolize the missing? Survivors to stay alive in the face of opposition. Even when they come in, gunning, I stay in position. I don't know the mission since conception. Let's treat the people from deception. If you're looking for the answers, then you gotta ask the questions. And when I let go, my voice echoes through the ghetto. Sick of men trying to pull strings like the pedal. While black people always be the ones to settle. March through these streets like the weather.
Like Cain and Abel, Caesar and
Come.
Blame my cause, oh Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckle and stand up for my health and draw down. So the spirit stop the way against them that persecute me. Dear to my soul, I am thy salvation. Blame! I'ma tell it.
Amen.
The Lord of my light, let me tell you on my salvation. Wanna hear me? I'ma say, who shall I fear? Not even hidden them in the Babylon. Wanna hear that? Me say me look and tell them we no fear of your man. Because the whole of them a con man. Me not go mix up with hidden congregation. Because the whole of them a demon. Me say there's some a plague God, the whole of them a Satan. And them a vipers and vagabond. Me say me living on the belly of the beast of Babylon. Me have to shot like a lion. Me a go take the long road up the River Jordan. Me have to reach Mount Zion. I'm saying in my father's house there are many mansions. In only the ark of the covenant. You must tell him, you must tell him. I'm saying Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, may I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Only you me Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, may I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fit if I want me adversary. Forgive me Jana, cause if a sin is against you only. Wanna hear me? Come and say, man to man is living unjustly. So man we can't judge nobody. And if we got trouble, trouble, trouble come trouble we. Me never found a me enemy. I know the wicked them a perplex with tranquility. But that's a simple atrocity. Cause I always been living in a adversity. But it still now go break me. Let him without sin come find me guilty. So I'm me judge and me jury. And some a call me bad and some a say me crazy. But them accusing me wrongly. I'm in the heavenly Father, the Almighty. And him a guide and protect me. I'ma tell him, I'ma tell him. I'm in the Jami, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fi live over me adversary. And me say, Jah, me a beg you forgive me. Master God, me a beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fi live over me adversary. Bless us, Jah Jah, are you alone? Are we guide and say, when you hear me, how we die rather than die soft? Jah Jah comfort we, and I will never leave you lonely. And me say, nothing in this world is impossible to me. Him are the key to eternity, and him we simp and jail, and him we walk and see. Him are the highest supremacy, the judge of work, miracle and create history. Me know me read it in the prophecy, them send him walk with the cross down to Calvary. A sacrifice to forgive away, say one love, one God, and me say one destiny. That's are the truthful prophecy. I'ma tell him. I'm Mr. Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fi live over me adversary. I'm Mr. Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fi live over me adversary. I'm Mr. Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fi live over me adversary. I'm Mr. Jammy, I beg you forgive me. Master God, me, I beg you forgive me. Cause if a sin is against you only, me a fi live over me adversary. Say my cause, no Lord, the death that strive with me and fight against it, that fight against me. Take hold of that shield and buckle and stand up for my head. And those souls and fear stand against them that persecute me. Say and try my soul, I have thy salvation. Me lion, every hour and day I will always say, you got to hear when this is never lasting. And it's a sound that come and I'm gonna lead the way.
Amen.
If tomorrow is judgment day,
original justice man, champion song,
when I'm standing on the front line, when the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jah Jah, you know I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you, I'll kill them for you.
Why, flash, perfect. Blessed!
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and the wicked, and the wicked, between him that serveth God, and him that serveth him not. Serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not.
Yeah. They're not like we're not like them either. You know, Jah, come on, come with it, come.
I'm in like them.
Keep it up, people, bro.
I'm in like them.
I'm in
like them.
And they should know.
Come in no like them, me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in no like them, me no like them. Come in no like Babylon, me no like them. Come in no like them, me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in no like them, me no like them. Babylon system, me no like them.
Them bad mind, we got mine. No, them state up, them no one seek, search and find. Haters want take what is mine. Babylon no serve no good purpose to mankind. Stepping up in life and no want to shine. Me step turn in the line, cause I one at a time. Judge are gonna show them a sign. While them a try to stop good, them a go get left behind. Life is good, everything fine. The bad mind business, the next thing we no join. High school for the rhythm, lyrically designed. Job from my gum, sing the punchline, critically tough.
Come in no like them, me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in no like them, me no like them. Come in no like Babylon, me no like them. Come in no like them, me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in no like them, me no like them. Babylon system, me no like them.
A Babylonian si mucha casa que mose. La panuye tan dios, betita ni es de nega. A mejila mas chila, has pila morila. Alila me pila, na sota me cima. Ata mani duta mulle, se lo jipe se ta puta. Me lo gila, be me hila, lo morila. Me hila, chila, be motila, flala. De a sheker, she es leja de frira. Si no ya ni lo sotea, pa panim le cola. Bom bo cla, ta she japka bai, ma is nigmera. Chiquilla da copywriter, besta el rakatakata.
Come in no like them, me no like them. Bad mind people, me no like them. Come in no like them,
me no like them, cause me no like Babylon. Me no like them, cause me no like them, me no like them. But my people, me no like them, cause me no like them, Babylon system, me no like them.
Bust up on the mic, I'm like the illa for realist. I wanna step into the mic and still be dropping the lyrics. Cause for my people who be hating the most, cause the dusty Babylon taking food to their mouth. They think it's some joke, keeping them poor people broker. Apollo Creed and Jap Car, both to let them know. Hit them with the buff flow, cause he represent the people. We equal, reject the evil, and hit them with the lyrical knees. It's like an evil, cause we global like Mickey D's. Coming from the Middle East to the West Indies, and we bringing peace. So you bad mind people just cease. I stop the harm, like Jap Car, say shalom.
Me no like them, me no like them. But my people, me no like them. Come no like them, me no like them. Come no like Babylon, me no like them. Come no like them, me no like them. But my people, me no like them. Come no like them, me no like them. Babylon system, me no like them.
I'm gonna testify.
Oh, all eyes and you will see. Open up your 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 eyes and you will see.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat
strong.
So here we're beginning a new book, fifth book of Moshe, known as Deuteronomy. So let's just give a first ear for the first second and hear the third day, the third aliyah, and aliyah day. Bite-sized portion, sabbatical manna, manna, the manna, the whatness, whatness, what is it? Here, 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 Shema Yisrael.
Devarim, the words, the Sefer HaDevarim, called the Sefer HaDevarim, and known as the Sefer Devarim. This Torah portion here for Shabbat. Shalom, Chabarim, Shabbat Shalom, Sinbet Salam, for this Shabbat, Devarim, Sabbath of the words, here, here, here,
here, here, here,
here,
here,
here, here, here, beginning the fifth book of Moses,
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 Moses, fifth book of Moshe,
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 Moshe, the book that is called and known as Deuteronomy, the Sefer,
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 Devarim,
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 the Sefer, the Sefer Ha, the Devarim, the words, the Sefer Ha Devarim, called the Sefer Ha Devarim, and known as the Sefer Devarim. This Torah portion here for Shabbat, Devarim,
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 Sabbath of the words, here, here, here. Beginning the fifth book of Moses, the final book of Ha Torah, the directions, the instructions, and here for this Shabbat, Devarim, the 44th Rastafari sabbatical study, and here, 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 for this Shabbat strong, Shema Yisrael, give ear, right here. Beshem Ha'av, Wehavein, Weruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the One. Here, picking up and beginning with the first reading, the first Aliyah, the first reading, the Rishon, Aliyah,
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 offering up, up offering for this 44th Parsha, this sabbatical study, this Shabbat strong, fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy, chapter 1, the failure at Kadesh Barnea. And here, 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 Shema Yisrael, give ear, Hebrew first words right here. Eile ha-divarim asher diver Moshe illa kol Yisrael diver ha-yardin ba-midbar ba-ira ba-mol suf ben paran ben tofel ve-lavan wa-chatzerota ve-bi-zahab. These be the words. Eile ha-debarim. These ha-debarim. These be the devarim. Eile ha-debarim. Asher diber Moshe il kol Yisrael, which Moses, Moshe, spake to all Yisrael. Eile ha-debarim asher diver Moshe il kol Yisrael de'iber ha-yardein ba-midbar These be the words, ha, devarim. These be devarim, the words which Moses spake to all Israel. On this side, Yarden. On this side, Jordan. Bamidbar, in the Midbar, in the wilderness. In the plain over against the Red Sea. Ba'erabba mol suf. Between Paran and Tophel. Ben Paran uben Tophel. And Laban and Hazarot and the Zahab. With Laban wa Hazarot with the Zahab. There are 11 days' journey from Horeb by the way of Har Seir, Mount Seir, to Kadesh Barnea. And it came to pass in the 40th year, in the 11th month, the 11th moon, on the first day of the moon of the month, that Moses spake to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael, according to all that the Yahweh had given him in commandment to them. After he had slain Sihon, the king of the Amorites, which dwelt in Heshbon, and Og, the king of Bashan, which dwelt at Astaroth in Edrei, on this side Yarden, this side Jordan, in the land of Moab, began Moses to declare this law, this Torah, direction, instruction, Lemor. Yahweh Eloheinu, he who be who he be, our I and I Elohim, spake to us, to I and I in Horeb, saying, ye, y'all, have dwelt long enough in this mount. Turn you and take your journey and go to the mount of the Amorites and to all the places nigh, near, there too, in the plain, in the hills, and in the vale, the valley, and in the south and by the seaside, to the land of the Canaanites, and to Lebanon, to the great river, the river Euphrates. Behold, behold, I have set the land before you. Go in and possess the land which Yahweh, which Jehovah swore to your fathers, your patriarchs, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give to them and to their seed, their race after them. And I spake to you at that time, at that Iwa Lemor, saying, I am not able to bear you myself alone. He who be who he be, your Elohim, true good, true God, hath multiplied you. And nay, behold, ye, y'all, are this day as the stars of heaven for multitude. Yahweh Elohim of your fathers, patriarchs, make you 1,000 times so many more as ye, as y'all are. And bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, as he hath promised you, promised you, promised you, promised you, promised you, promised you, promised you. And hear, 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 Shema, give ear right here, hear for the Sheni Aliyah, the second Aliyah for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath, the words, hear, 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 picking up with Fifth Book of Moses, called Deuteronomy chapter 1 at verse 12, for the Sheni Aliyah, for the second up offering, the second reading for this Shabbat Devarim, Sabbath, the words. Eka Esa Le'Avadiya Tarchikem Ua Masa'ikem Wiribikem. How can I myself alone bear your cumbrance and your burden and your strife? Echa, 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 wise men and understanding and known among your tribes, and I will make them rulers over you. And ye all answered me and said, the thing which thou hast spoken is good for us to do. So I took the chief of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them heads, Roshe, Rosses over you, captains over thousands and captains over hundreds and captains over fifties and captains over tens and officers among your tribes. And I charge your judges at that time, at that Iowa Lemor, saying, hear the causes between your brethren and judge righteously between every man and his brother and the stranger that is with him. Ye all shall not respect persons in judgment, but ye all shall hear the small as well as the great. Ye all shall not be afraid of the face of man. For the judgment is Elohim, is the true good, the true God, and the cause that is too hard for you, bring it to me, bring it to I, and I will hear it. And I commanded you at that time, at that Iowa, all the things which ye y'all should do. And when we departed from Horeb, we went through all that great and terrible Mibar, great and terrible wilderness, which y'all saw by the way of the mountain of the Amorites, as Yahweh Eloheinu, as he who be, we be, Jehovah, I Elohim, commanded I. And we, I came to Kadesh Barnea. And I said to you, ye, y'all are come to the mountain of the Amorites, which Yahweh Elohim, which Jehovah, I Elohim, doth give to us. Hine, behold, Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, the I Elohim, hath set the land before thee, I. Go up and possess it, as Yahweh, as he who be, we be, Jehovah, the Elohim of thy fathers, of thy patriarchs, hath said to thee, I. Fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not, fear not.
Now Moses to lead your children to the promised land.
Yes, yes. Yes, so right there, the significance of what we have right here. Yes, we pick up with the first and second reading, Aliyot, for this 44th sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong, Devarim, the words, the words, the words. Every time I hear the words, Devarim, the words, what Deuteronomy is called from the Hebrew perspective, Deuteronomos, Deuteronomy from the Koine, the Greek. Deuteronomy, repetition of the law. That's based on the Hebrew of Deuteronomy that reads the Mishnah, Mishnah, the Mishnah, Mishnah HaTorah, Mishnah Torah. The copy, which speaks about a copy of the Torah or repetition of the Torah. But here in the second Aliyah, right, the second Aliyah, up offering up, you know, lifting up. You see, the Ole is like the burnt offering. The Aliyah is like going up to Jerusalem, like we, and also to go up to the reed. So it's a sense of degrees or ascent, like the Psalms of Ascent, the Shir HaMa'elot. So the word has various usages from a Hebrew and the Torah, scriptural perspective, also returning like out of captivity or returning for a feast or festival, going up to the holy city. It's like going up because the mountains, like the mountains round about Yerushalayim, the mountains round about Ethiopia. Yes, I, Israelites of Ethiopia. But here we have the evening psalm for the third day. I'm going to share the third day, Aliyah. But here looking at and listening to the second Aliyah right here. So from the Torah reading has seven parts. So for each of the Torah portions is divided into seven readings. We say an Aliyah day so we can study it in bite-sized portions. But on the Sabbath day, there are like seven Aliyos, like seven readers. They get the honor to read that portion right, before the aggregation, the gathering. So here we have the first and the second. The first day is the Ehud, is a Sunday, and the Monday will be the second day. So here we're catching up here. Chazak, chazak, unit chazek. Be strong, unit chazek, and make I encourage and strengthen one another. So here, here, here. There is something in the Psalm, Psalm 82. You know the part where it says, I've said ye are gods. And we've gone over this before. I'm sure many of the Habarim, no doubt, hopefully if they followed up in their own studies, they can see the true context. So a lot of folks like to say, we are gods, yeah, whatever. No, that's not true. You know, people like to say nice things, you know, but nice things, nice. That etymology word nice means ignorant, not knowing, right? So next time they say, have a nice day, well, you have a nice day too. But here in today's daily psalm, corrupt judges, well, in the evening psalm, the standing psalm for the third day is Psalm 82, right, where it says corrupt judges arraigned. And the interpretation of the psalm, as we have mentioned before, Mizmor Pei Beit, Mizmor Pei Beit, Pei Beit, Psalm 82, Psalm LXXXII. The interpretation of Psalm 82 depends upon the meaning that's attached to the word God in the English, from the English perspective, and Elohim that occurs Hebraically, right, in the first verse, right? According to the true interpretation, the Targum, it is rendered judges, right? Now, others look at alternatives of the Elohim. They'll tell you about a heavenly council of this and that and angels and this and that. And yes, historically speaking, other nations, other ones who also spoke a similar, like we use the term God, you know, in English, but there's a lot of other dialects of English and other languages that uses something similar. You know what I mean? You know, as it goes, we come from the German, so forth and so on. Not to get all into that right there, but a truer perspective of it based on the first verse. Because if you don't get the first verse correct, then when you get to the sixth verse, it says, I've said ye are gods, all of you are children of the Most High or sons of Elyon. Then everybody, you know, is you know, yeah, I'm a God, we're all gods. And that's what the Bible is even saying, we're all gods. I don't believe in the Bible, but the Bible in Psalm 82, verse 6 is saying we all are gods. I believe with that. Yeah, you be lie, but study to show yourself approved. There's an alternative interpretation that even there's a lot of ones in the pseudo black conscious that pushing this, that the Elohim here is talking about the angels, or there's like a heavenly assize, like a heavenly council, you know, before that the tutelary gods, you know, the different gods of the heathen people, they all summon, you know, for permitting acts of violence against the innocent, right? But opposite that interpretation is an op, I and I. Opposed to that interpretation is a true interpretation. Remember, this is the Hebrew scripture, right, of the Israelite people. So if you want to go and make believe it means something else because you can see it in the English translation, go ahead, right? But the consequences are also yours. Opposed to this interpretation is the sentence that's passed upon the accused. So these are angels that say, y'all shall die like men. How does that come into a real interpretation in the context? This is an idea that is absolutely foreign, as you would say, fringe, right? It's foreign to the real Hebrew and the Hebraic thought, right? Now, we get to the verse 6, I've said ye are gods, and all of you are sons or children of Elyon. But it's here in this Torah reading and feeding that we get a very important another key. Actually, the key occurred earlier in Exodus, in the Exodus reading, right? Now, from the English, things get lost in translation. This is why it's good, the sabbatical studies, to be able to study a portion of the Torah, you know, and also the Aliyah a day, so we can get a little bit of time to really zoom in and not try to take it all in one gulp, you know, and then folks are like throwing up, so to speak. But here, chapter 1, Devarim, right? Just to zoom in on this right here. It's in chapter 1, it's at verse 17. Right now, the context of this should be put into context of what's being said here. This is Moshe, about 30 or so within that 37 days before he's basically told that his time to be gathered to his patriarchs is near. His time to go, his time to die is near. So he's giving like a kind of like a deathbed baraka, also a sermon to a new generation of Bnei Yisrael, of Israelites. Right, the old generation, their fathers and everything, you know, they wandered in the wilderness to death. You know, they listened to the spies that had blasphemed the good land and discouraged them from going in and taking it. Sounds so familiar with black people here in America, all this talk about Africa, and it really seemed like it. And then all of a sudden, you know, you see, and I charge your judges at that time. Now we have the Shofti, right here, it says Shoftekem, y'all judges, saying, hear the cases between your brethren and judge righteously between a man and his brother and the stranger that is with him. So when it says there should be one law for the homie, for the homeborn, and the stranger or the sojourner, but here's the qualification, not for any stranger or any foreigner, so to speak, but it's a foreigner that sojourns, the foreigner that dwells with us and basically has become a part of the community of called Yisrael. This is the context there, right? A foreigner who's foreign, who live on the foreign stuff, he doesn't have, it's not one law to him, but it's to the stranger that sojourns. That sojourn, that dwell. You know what I mean? You know, like it says, well, we'll give $100 to all your children that live in your house. So you say, I got a lot of children. All of them get $100. But who are the children that live in your house? You know, and this is why so many folks got to kind of go to the lawyer, the lawyer. I mean, the lawyer, nothing wrong. There are good advocates of law, you know, even advocates of Torah. But, you know, just a little bit of reading comprehension, you know, is necessary. So here, Moshe is describing, right, what had occurred over the past 40 or so years. And he's given instruction and direction to a new generation. I keep emphasizing this because some might think, well, it's the same generation at the beginning of the book and say, why all these censuses and, you know, and counting the count of the people? Well, it's because their daddies, their pappies and their daddies fell short. And we're emphasizing the mandem because Jah even emphasizes the mandem. He says, he will visit the iniquity of the fathers, right, upon the sons, the third and fourth generation of those that hate him. So if your fathers, you are what your father is, some of the Israelites teach that, right? Yeah. So if your father goes astray and you say, I love my daddy, and you go astray with him, then, well, that's hatred, right? That's hatred. Therefore, the judgment that he got, you should get. And that is right. That's righteous because you absolutely didn't learn nothing. Think about the sons of Korah, right? And I charge your judges at that time saying, hear the causes between your brethren. Now, why am I emphasizing this? Because this is one of the few opportunities in the Shemesta where we're actually studying a portion of Torah. And as we study this, if we really study it, don't be a forgetful hearer, but really study it and really understand, right, you know, what's being said according to its context, not feelings, emotions, but, you know, just being logical according to what is being said here. It gives us the keys to even this psalm that is appointed for every third day of the Shavuah, every third day of the week, as it is said that this is one of the psalms that was chanted in the temple while the temple stood pre-70 A.D. So here we are at Psalm 82. Let's go through this for a moment. I have to bring up the King James Version because people are familiar with what they're familiar with, right? It says, God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid out of the hand of the wicked. They know not. They're ignorant. They're nice people. They don't know. They know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Let's pause here for a moment. Now, who is speaking and who is being spoken to? A lot of people like to zoom to the sixth verse where it says, I've said ye are gods. We're gods. You know? Taking something out of a Hebrew Bible that says, Uk, the other pseudo divinities for us. It's good for other people if they want to worship that, but that's not what we are worshiping, giving value to, right? So how are they going to take this from here and then pretend that this verse empowers them to be the, you know, to be other gods, because it says you are gods, against the God who said there is no other God. Those are pseudo gods. Anyway, it's just confusion. But this is Babylon, right? I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High, or more correctly, sons of the Most High, because it is speaking of what Moshe is speaking about right here. You see, this psalm right here, Psalm 82, is not just a general psalm just against judges in general. It can be applied as a rhema, a right now word. So we can apply this against, you know, the false judges and grudges of Babylon, right, that falsely prosecutes and persecutes I and I people and innocent people, you know, on a bunch of pseudo and false charges, while their own people, they let go on worser, as they say, right, worser crimes. It can be applied like that as well. But in its true context, it was a judgment against the judges of Israel. We're saying that long before the captivities in these latter days in time, we also had a problem amongst ourselves with justice and peace, right? And here is a prime example. So the administrators of justice, right, in the Hebrew, we could say system or order, right, are the judges, called in Hebrew the shoftim. And the shoftim are known as the Elohim. Verses, Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. Read this in Hebrew. Study it in the interlinear Bible as well. Well, you know, read this in the English, you know, the KJV. Go from low degrees to KJV to Hebrew, because you might get a sort of an understanding, a vague understanding from KJV. But hopefully if you go through it step by step and have a good guide, you know, you'll be able to see the same context, that the judges refers to the Elohim. Right. And the gods in this sense are referring to the judges, who are known as the Elohim collectively. That's another point to make clear, that even when our judges, the Israelite judges, known as the Shoftim, and we regarded them as the Elohim, not the Elohim on high, but they are the ones who are to administer justice. Right. There's a judicial connection. They are the men who are to administer justice. They are considered to be Ha Elohim, Ha Elohim, Yahweh, hey, Yahweh's his agents. You know, just like when they send somebody, like they say, federal agent. You know, when they do that way, federal agent. So if you smack the federal agent side of the face, yeah, you insulted that person and you harmed that agent there, but really it's a government charge. So it's the same sense that if you smack one of the Hebrew judges, the Shoftim, right, you basically, it's like you smack God. On that level, if you understand the context, just the context, I'm not going to individual kind of hypothetics or case in point or case study at this time. Exodus chapter 21, verse 6. Exodus chapter 22, verse 7, verse 8, and verse 27. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 25. All makes this connection that the judges of Israel, the Shoftim, right, in the Brit, in the covenant, according to the covenant, right, are known as the Elohim, right? This word here, in the sense of them being collectively known as the Elohim, not individually, not each of them is like a god in that sense, but collectively, their function, right, is the Elohim function, right? So here, Elohim occurs, see, in the Hebrew, Elohim for the Hebrews occurs in two contexts. First, as the attribute, or one can say the title, right, of the attribute or the function of the creator, as the powers, the nature, the power of powers, and the creator power. And then as the judge, as the judgment, you know, since he's the power of powers, right, that's like the highest court in the universe, right? So the word Elohim occurs in a judicial connection. And it's based on the principle that we have here in this Shani, in the Shani Aliyah, in the second Aliyah right here. Second Aliyah, it picks up, let's go through this right here. Where does the second Aliyah, let's go through, at verse 12. So we got Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 12. This is where the second Aliyah picks up. where Moses says something very interesting, like, how can I myself alone bear your cumbrance, your burden, and your strife? Well, Moses basically is saying, like, how can I by myself? Moses, if you recall earlier, when the people were bugging out, when the Israelites were bugging out, right, the sons of Israel were bugging out, you know, the other people, the mixed multitude came along, of course, they complaining because they may have had different expectations, but the Israelites, the sons, you know, we always influenced by other people. You know, other people get into what we into, and then we start changing what we into, what they got into to please them. That's what the Israelites were doing. They were bugging out. Right, trivial quarrels, right? A bunch of trivial quarrels were happening. And most of the trivial, you know, we say a trivial quarrel from a Hebrew, a Hebraic, and even we Rastafari Jews, Hebrews, and Israelites. It's a quarrel that does not involve monetary claims. It's a lot of garbage. It's nonsense. You know what I mean? From a Hebrew, you know what I mean? A true black Jew perspective, you know, trivial quarrels. That's what Moses was saying, you know, when he says, Eka, Eka, Ike. Ika, Ika, like you're going to go, Ike, Ike, and people go, so it's an expression, like to say almost like how, Ika, Ika, Esa, the body, how can I lift up, like to say carry, how can I, Esa, lift up, carry, libadi, libadi, modern Hebrew, levadi, levadi, and modern Hebrew, libadi, libadi, like by myself. Like alone, like by myself, right? Tar chakem, like your cumbrance, you know, your trivial quarrels, you know, these trivial quarrels. And he goes on, he says, and your burden, or masa akem, masa akem, your masa, masa, your, you know, like your burdens, burdens in providing them, you know, their manifold, you know, not just their needs, but also a lot of their wants. You know, it was wanty, 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 you know, wanty, wanty. But there were things that they needed. But it's all of this Moses had to handle by himself. And lastly, but not leastly, and your strife with Rebekem, your Reb, Rebekem. Now, Reb is an interesting word. When Dawid says in the Psalms, the Hebrew Psalm, like strive with those who strive against I, it has a judicial connection, actually, a lawful connection. It could be an argument, but we have different words specifically for what we are talking about specifically. A reeb is like a legal quarrel. You know, it can be like a legal quarrel, like a strife, in other words, like over financial matters. So what do we have here? We have that they were very cumbrancing. Their cumbrance, right? Their trivial quarrels, which mostly did not involve any monetary claims, right? It was like a personal thing. You know, it was like when people say, why are you looking at me? Why, you know, why so-and-so wearing those clothing? You know, this kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? People once lost, now found, right? Here in this wilderness of this North Country, your burden in providing for their needs and their stripes. How can he? Right, and he said to them, get you from each one of your tribes wise men and understanding and full of knowledge, and I will make them heads. I will make them heads. Be-rashekem. There will be rashes. Be-rash. Rosh in Hebrew. Rashe. Roshe. Rashekem. I will make them heads over you. Now, here it must be recalled that Moshe's, his father-in-law, Yitro, Jethro, his Midianitish, right, father-in-law had given him some advice early on, right, after he had Shema'ad, after he heard and came forward to bless Yahweh, hey, Jehovah, for what he had done in bringing, call Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. And that's what we noted, that he was on the first, actually, like, after all that had happened. They sung a song. Yeah, you know, we black people like to sing, right? They sung a song, but no one had blessed, had invoked prosperity and increase, right, upon the name and the fame of he who be who he be until Yitro, until Jethro came along, right? And then when Jethro saw, remember, when Jethro saw his son-in-law sitting up from, like, morning, early dawning, you know, into the hours of the evening, you know, seeking to arbitrate and to, you know, judge between man and man. Can you imagine? I mean, think about it even now. I mean, this is something that predates even our condition right now, right? But he says, get you, but here's a solution for it. Get you from each one of your tribes wise men. Uh-oh. What do you mean wise? You mean wise, or you mean wise? Right, wise men and understanding and full of knowledge. You mean full, or like they know a few things, but wise men and understanding and full of knowledge, and I will make them heads. Now, notice the qualification of Ross is right here. Nothing here said, well, you know, let them grow a dreadlock. Like, let them say, so I see I. You know, no. It says wise men, so they're qualifications. Now, here we could tie the dots, you know, connect the dots right here, so to speak. And just, we'll go through this again because this is an area I think one's not getting because, you know, one's on returning to some other things. But anyway, or turning to some other things. But anyway, here, we have this right here in Exodus chapter 18 for point of reference. Exodus chapter 18. Right, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moshe sat to judge the people, and the people stood by Moses from the morning to the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone? Remember what he's saying right here in the Torah, right, when he's giving his testimony, how can I myself alone bear? Aika esalabadi. Aich esalabadi. Aich esalabadi. How can I myself like carry the esai, like to lift up, like to like be a burden, you know, like to be a burden. How can I carry all of this? So what happened here? Moses' father-in-law, Yitro, Jethro said, what is this thing that thou doest to the people? Why sittest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning to even to the evening? And what did Moshe say? Moshe said to his father-in-law, to his chotein, right? Said, because the people ha'am, they come to me to inquire of ha'ilahim, of the Elohim, when they have a matter, they come to me, they come to I, and I judge between one and another, and I do make them know, to have cognizance, gnosis, to know, not guess, not believe, not hope, but to know the statutes of Ha'ilahim, of the Elohim, and Toroto, and his laws, his directions, instructions, his Torah. And Moshe Chotein said, his father-in-law said to him, the thing that thou doest is loto, loto is not tawab, is not good. Thou will surely wear away both thou and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Notice that the key word that even comes out in the translation. Notice that key word, alone. Because Moshe knew, New Testament says he was learned in all the wisdom of the Egypt, mighty in word and deed. And then he went to the Midianites. He went there with Jethro, you know, married Zipporah. It said that he went even deeper into Ethiopia, fought wars against Egypt. Moshe was really in line. He could have come back to Mitzrayim and made a claim to the throne. That's part of the tension. That's part of the tension that was going on there. But so Moses is doing all these things alone. What does his father-in-law say to him? He says, hearken now to my voice. I will give thee counsel. And ha'ilahim, the Elohim, be with the eye. The power be with the eye. Be thou for the people to ha'ilahim word, toward Elohim, ha'ilahim word. Right? Ha'ilahim word. Right, in the ward of Ha'ilahim, that thou mayest bring the causes to Ha'Elohim. So in other words, you know, Moshe, you know you wise, you know what I mean? You spend time, you know Moses. Moses know him. He's part of the family, right? Jethro is a Hebrew priest of the Midianites, you know what I mean? But you're doing all this by yourself, right? But here's my advice. Thou shalt teach them ordinances, right? Thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws. Teach them. Now, note this is before the giving of the 10 words, right, or the 10 commandments, the Esorah Tadibari, right? And we'll say the statutes and the ordinances, right? Everything, basically, the 10 words is the core. Everything else is just, you know, explanation, is an example. It's for example. Like, in other words, if we could understand those 10 words, we wouldn't have needed the rest. You know what I mean? But, you know, many times people say, well, what do you mean thou shalt not? Well, let's give some examples, right? A case study. But this is what Jethro is saying. Thou shalt teach them ordinances, like statutes, right? And laws and direction, instruction. Thou shalt shew them the way. Haderek, the derek, right? The way, right? Wherein thou must walk. The way in they must walk, they must halaka, halak, halak to trod, halaka to trod, how they must walk this out, and the walk and the work that they must do. This is a key verse, 18:20, Exodus 18:20. This is what we are seeking to do as we study and grow and iron sharpen iron, right? See, we have to learn the ordinances of Torah. Right? We got to know what the way, the truth and life of the King of Kings, right, is, right? How must we walk it out, right? And what is the real work? Because you hear some people saying, like, hey, what you did? I was doing job work. I thought you just came back from your job. I was a feed my, no, you're feeding your family is not job work. See, let's get that straight. Let's get that straight. It's not his work. That's your work. Ministry, that's his work, right? What he says in his word, that's his work, huh? Verse 21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men. So here Jethro, he's given. Jethro also is a good kind of, could be a good Kemetic name. You know, don't get them started, you know. Barely know the Kemetic and no less of the Hebrew. But here, right, verse 21, moreover, thou shalt provide out of all the people able men. Now, here's the interesting one. I think it says, The Anshe Hayel. I think he used the term Anshe, men of Hayel. You know, Hayel, like Hayla, power, Hayel, both in the Hebrew, the Ge'ez and the Amharic. Moreover, thou shalt provide, right, out of all the people, able men, such as fear or reverence, respect, Hayelahim, Elohim. But Elohim is Elohim, Hailahim is Hailahim, but not all, you know, even ones who are Israelite or even Rastafari respect from that point of view, to either find those who truly reverence men of truth, hating covetousness. You know, they say like the bad, they say bad mind is worse than obia. You know, sometimes ones and ones are wanting, you know, next mind, next person have something. They're always talking about what the next person got. You know, it's like they have a covetous spirit. They used to be the Rastafari and the reggae tunes, you know, before the whole Daniel prophecy setback against Rastafari, where they used to talk about wanty and people gravelicious, craving, you know, stop wanting other people ting, you know what I mean? But that's what covetous, right? So these ones have to hate covetousness. They hate it for themselves, and they don't tolerate it in others. And place over, right, place such over them, right, to be rulers of thousands and rulers of hundreds and rulers of fifties and rulers of ten. Verse 22. And let them make them judge the people at all seasons. Remember, this all began from Yitro's advice when he came to the camp after the Yetziata Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, and he saw Moshe, you know, seated up there, you know, just like a good engraving, you know, on the throne, you know, seated there judging between case and case, between one and the other, right? But from morning to evening, all by himself, you know what I mean? All by himself. You know, like when you're waiting online for one queue, there's only like one, you know, one register, there's only like one judge there. Yeah, you can imagine the lines. This is why Yitro started to give this advice. He said, if you continue this, you're going to wear yourself out and you're going to wear out his people. But now make those, right, that I've spoke to you about, judge the people at all season. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to thee. So every matter that goes beyond, you know, the basics, You know, as His Majesty's autobiography, other book, His Majesty's Selected Speeches, there's an education section. Take note, the education section is divided into three categories of education. Brilliant, right? The first is general education. Then it's special education. Then it's higher education. You see, some people are getting higher education before they get general basic education. Some are getting special education, but don't have no general education. Some people want to take geometry and algebra, but have trouble counting and doing arithmetic and division. You see what I'm saying? Things have to be done decently and in order. Right? So this is what is brought out right here, where he says that every small matter, right, they will judge, but every great matter, every matter that goes beyond, it's like the daughters of Zelophehad. Although it was, you know, the practice and the order, right, that the title of the land, right, both is held by the mind, right, in most general situation, and especially will be defended by the mind, even to the point of him laying down his life or him laying down somebody else's life for the good of the woman, the children, the family, the elders, everybody. That's the role of the mind then, right, from creation. Let's put it like that right there, right, because things get fluidly confused. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring to thee, but every small matter they shall judge. That means they will have a basic idea of the basics. So when the daughters of Zelophehad came forward and they made the case that, well, you see, our daddy, right, Zelophehad, our pappy, he died in the wilderness like all the rest of that the old timers, you know, in his own uckery, in his own sin, right? But why should his name, you know, be kind of like blotted out, you know what I mean, out of the inheritance because he don't got no sons, right? And they put forward a claim, right, based on their father's name, right? And when Moshe heard that, he was like, nothing so far that Yahweh has told me speaks about that specifically, you know. And it wasn't saying that a woman cannot, because I can even show you earlier in the scripture, right, where among the sons there is a woman or two at least that do inherit, right? But these daughters came forward, right? They didn't say, well, we need a right. We don't be equal with the man then. You know what I mean? Because they recognize that, you know, just as women give birth and do many things, right, even many wonderful things, like giving birth, right, in most general, you know, cases. You know what I mean? There's some things that they do and men don't do, and some things men do and they don't do. I know nowadays that's not a popular thing to really say and everything, right? You know, but if you bow to Satan, you might not be able to stand up erect again. Think about it, right? But anyway, let's go on right here. So shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. They say, many hands make light work. You ever heard that? Right? Many hands make light work. And if thou shalt do this thing, and Hailahim and the Elohim command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure. Race is not for the swift, but it's for he who can endure until the task is accomplished. Oh, Jah, give me wisdom and pace I and myself. And all this people shall also go to their place, bishalom, in shalom. And what it says in verse 24? It says, so Moshe hearkened, he shamad, he heard, right, to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose Anshei Chayil. He chose men of power, men of ability. When it says men of power, it don't mean they're going around saying, I'm strong, I'm powerful, I'm strong. Look at my muscles. No, they're not doing that silly shite. No, but they're men of ability. They can do things. They can accomplish things. They can accomplish work, right? What's the definition of power, right? You know, the ability to get work done. So choose able men, Anshei Chayil, out of Kol Yisrael, out of all Israel. So they say choose all Israel, but choose men of ability, able men out of all Israel, and made them heads, made them rosses. They didn't make themselves rosses. He made them rosses because of the role. So they didn't carry a title around and did nothing. And made them heads over her arm. And now let's look at the order. Order, we say, according to the order, right, after the order of Melchizedek, and people are the Melchizedek order, now you're being me. Okay, yeah, yeah, I hear what you're saying. But you don't hear what the King of Kings is saying, right? And if I must choose who to listen to and who to shut down on, I'm going to shut down on you and give ear to the King of Kings and to his glory. For my part, I glory in the Bible, the word of Ketamawi Haile Selassie. Don't like it? You kick rocks. You know, and we have to say this because there's a lot of silly shite going on, right? And unless there's a warning before the judgment, then the judgment won't be righteous. So we have to, you know, I and I must give a warning, right? And Moshe chose able men out of Kol Yisrael and made them heads over the people, rulers or chiefs of thousands. It's like a chief of a thousand, like a major, like an old military system. Rulers of hundreds, that's like lieutenant, made them lieutenants, right? Am I correct with that, lieutenant? Rulers of 50, wouldn't that be like a sergeant, if I'm correct? And rulers of tens, right? That would be like a corporal or in a churchical sense, like a diacon, a deacon, right? 26, verse 26, Exodus 18, 26. And they judge the people at all seasons, in season, out of season. And the hard cases, they brought to Moshe. But every small matter, that means every matter that was in their purview, they judged themselves. It's like some cases even in law over here, you know, and over there and elsewhere in this Anglo-American world order, sometimes the local courts, the case has to be sent up to a higher court or to a district court, right, or even to, you know, federal court or even sometimes to the so-called Supreme Court. So this is the idea right here. But every small matter, they judge themselves. Verse 27, and Moshe let his father-in-law depart, and he went his way into his own land. Now, I went through that right there in the fullness, because we're going to return to this particular subject matter right here, because here's where Psalm 82, verse 6, right, and the real interpretation, right, the real Hebrew interpretation, right, of Psalm 82, verse 6 is connected with Torah. Right here in Deuteronomy chapter 1, right, chapter 1, verse 12, the Sheni. So they say, get you from every, verse 13, Deuteronomy 1, 13, get you from each one of your tribes wise men and understanding and full of knowledge, and I will make them heads over you. And ye and y'all answered me, the people answered and said, the thing that thou hast spoken is good for us to do. The people liked it. They were like, yeah, that's good for us to do. Because, you know, and stand on that line all day. You know, you never know. You know how some cases can go. You think it's easy to problem solve between once lost, now found, black and brown people, you think? Verse 15, So I took the heads, wa'ekah eta rashay, the heads of, like your tribes, Rashe Shibtekem, the heads of your Shibtekem, right? Your tribes, wise men, full of knowledge, and made them heads, made them rashes. And want to connect also the underlying Hebrew word, right? In the Afro-Semitic language, it's come from that same root, right, as the royal Amharic. So we say Ras in the Amharic, or Rosh, right, in the Hebrew. And made them heads over you, captains, well, rulers, captains of thousands, captains of hundreds, captains of cities, captains of tens, and officers. And what? And officers, judges and officers shall you make. Right? So we have the judges, we have the shoftim, and then we have the shoterim, the shoters, the shoter, like a shada. A shoter is an officer, a shofet, a judge, shoftim, and the shoterim, right? Tribe by tribe. So each tribe had it. So that means a judge from the Judah didn't have to go and judge something over in somebody else's, like another tribe. No, they would have their own judges and officers, right? And they all perform the Elohim function. And here's what we're going to bring it home right here. Verse 16. Deuteronomy 1:16, and I charge your judges at that time. Now, the judges are charged. Another way to say this is like they were commissioned. The judges were commissioned, like commissioned judges, commissioned officers, a duty, duty bound, right? And I charge your judges at that time saying, you see, when we recognize the charge here and what it really means in context, then we'll see why it says right here that Elohim standeth in the congregation of El, that he judgeth amongst the judges, right? Or he judgeth among the gods, the judges who were supposed to be judging on his behalf but had fallen short of their lawful duty and responsibility. Right, the men who administer justice are considered to be his agents. Right, they exercise that Elohim function of judge, and as such, they have Shemo, they have the Hashem, they have Jehovah, we say in the English, but they have the name Yahweh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Hashem. They have the name upon them, his name is upon them. So when they uck up and they malpractice in judgment, who do you think gets the blame for that? It's like nowadays, you know, when you see the Hebrews, the Israelites, even I as Rastafari, if somebody comes along and say they Rasta and they do some crazy stuff, it gets on the news, this now gets us all bad light. You know, like bad publicity. One thing that we all are like that, right? So in the same sense as the judges, right? So Elohim basically is the judge of judges. And Psalm 82 is speaking to malpractice of justice amongst Yisrael. In other words, Yisrael, Yasharala, how can Jehovah have you as his priest, his representative to the world, and you cannot even make that charity begin at home? That's what's being said right here, here, here. But let's go forward. We've got two more verses to really bring it forward here. Verse 16, and I charge your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brethren. Hear the causes mean don't be like just hear them out. It means really listen. Really listen between your brethren. Let this brethren speak. And let the next one speak. No, he didn't cut you off. Let them speak. Take notes. Hear the causes between your brethren. Or because you know, don't be partial. That's why it says in the psalm what it says. How long will you judge unjustly? And respect the persons of the ratchet. Respect the persons, the faces of the wicked. Right? Or the faces of, when you say the wicked, we're not talking personally, but in Jah's sight, they do things the way they live, the way they carry themselves. Though they may be Israel, they may be of Israel, they may be of black people, like the Naya Bingi used to say, Rastafari said, deaf to black and white down press and non-partial. Right? That's the ideal there. Like the Psalm here, 82, is seeking to bring home this ideal. How long will you judge unjustly and respect the faces of the persons of the wicked? You have respectful faces, like you're getting bribed out. Oh, that's your friend there, right? You're going to sit on the bench there, you're going to judge in favor of your friend, right? Or vice versa, you're going to judge against the rich man, right? Because you grew up poor, so you know what it's like to be poor. But that poor man's a thief. That poor man's a liar, right? It has nothing to do with his poverty. It has to do with his spirit, his nature. Right? You see what I'm saying? But you're not going to hear the cases out. You're going to be partial. This is what the psalm is opening up with. Judge the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Rescue the poor and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. They don't know. They don't know how Torah. You see, notice the qualification of the judges. The judges have to have that. It's like today. You have a case or you want to take somebody to court and you're not too familiar with the law. Well, now we have internet so you can see videos on the YouTube, you know, or people giving legal advice here or there. But you know what I'm saying? You do best in going to a lawyer or somebody who knows the law, right? This is the case right here. They know not, right? Neither do they understand. Just like a lot of people who say that, oh, we all are gods because Psalm 82 verse 6 says we all are gods. And this is for everybody. Get off of that crap. That's nonsense. It's a song of Asaph. It's Asaph's song. Was Asaph speaking to everybody here? Right? Is this in everybody's? Deliver the poor and needy. Right? You know, rescue the poor and needy. Deliver them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither do they understand. They go about in darkness. They go about for lack of understanding. You know, like some cases, even nowadays, how many cases have we seen? We would have thought it was a slam dunk. You ever see those cases? sometime in the news, and you think like, well, now you have experience. Now you know that it's not a slam dunk, because you've seen cases like this where it seems as though this person would win because from all that you hear and investigate, they have a righteous cause. And then when the judgment comes down, you're like, what? How in the world? What? That's exactly. You don't know. You don't understand. It's like you're in darkness about that. And therefore, all the foundations of the earth are moved. Ratchetness. Human society is undermined when the cause of justice is corrupted. For, and this is from ancient Judaic and Hebraic line of the tribe of Judah, the ancient line of the tribe of Judah, wisdom right here. By three things is the world preserved. By three things, right, is the world preserved. What are three things? By truth, by judgment, and by peace. And there's also another saying, I paraphrase, and because of lack of justice, the Almighty, you know what he does? He calls for the sword into the world. So because of lack of justice, the Almighty calls for the sword in the world. So you wonder why things get the way they do, right? You wonder why it happens, right? Because those who are supposed to be administrators of justice are not doing their job. So therefore, remember what it said to Noah back in the Noah thing, by the hand of man, where he required the blood of man? I mean, who is else supposed to, God's supposed to come down from wherever, you know, wherever your imagination is? Where's God in you? Anyway, let's go on right here. By these three things, truth, judgment, and peace, right? That's why it says, nevertheless, even though you have this high station, this high calling, speaking to the judges, those who are responsible for the administration, right, of justice, right, even in our own society, in our own community. No justice, no peace. Defund the police, right? Okay. Nobody's saying come out of Babylon. But anyway, Rastafari used to be saying that. I say used to be. Verse 16, Deuteronomy 1 and 16, and I charge your judges at that time, saying, hear the cause between your brethren, judge righteously between a man and his brother, and the stranger that is with him. That's why it says, right, there should be one law. So this stranger, even though you ain't, you know, somebody, you ain't black, or you ain't an Israelite, you ain't like from our seed, Ethiopian Hebrew, okay, but they sojourn with us in our community, and it's a legal matter. Don't they deserve justice as well? I mean, they've been living with us and as us. Okay, they're from, you know, they're a brother from a different mother, so to speak, but they're living with us, you know? See, that there's that principle there, right? Principle. Verse 17, ye shall principle over personality. Yeah, that's my friend, but my friend is wrong, and my friend's action was evil. So if I had to judge my friend is guilty. If the friendship end, there was no friendship began. Verse 17, ye y'all shall not respect persons in judgment. Point, ye y'all shall not respect persons. Actually, in the Hebrew says, lo takiru panim bamishpat. Lo takiru panim, or lo takiru fanima bamishpat. In other words, you would not recognize, literally saying, lo takiru. You would not recognize, like a man recognizing a friend or something. You would not recognize, like to recognize fanim. Here, point as fanim, sometimes as panim, the face, faces. You would not have recognition regard to faces by mishpat. So even if you see your friend or somebody that you know or somebody who looks familiar or somebody who you like, you know, you like the way they look. You understand? But you're not looking at that. You're not, like it says, you shall not respect persons. In the Hebrew sense, is you will not have a regard, a recognition to faces in judgment. You know who I am? You know who I am. You know who I am, right? You know that kind of way there, right? So therefore, I'm right. You know me. You know me, homie. You know me. But you didn't hear out the case. That's why Psalm 82. Ye y'all shall hear the small and the great alike, right? Now we even go so far, you say that you should hear your friend and your enemy alike. You know, when I say friend and enemy among Yisrael, among Ainab and Rastafari, you know, those who you're more, you know, they're more Rastafari like you are, you know, opposed to, the, you know, like I'm a Bingi, you a Bobo, or this or that, or next thing, you know, if that is a division amongst y'all, right? Y'all shall hear the small and the great alike. Y'all shall not be afraid of the face of any man. See, why was it said to the judges? Because the judges' function is the Elohim function. And we know that our Elohim is not afraid of the face of any man or afraid of any man. In fact, he told Moshe, step back. Let me destroy, call Yisrael, all of Israel, all these rebels here as one man. I will destroy them, I being one man, and I will destroy them all as if they were just one man. Y'all shall not be afraid of the face of any man. Oh, I'm going to have to, I know he's wrong, but I'm going to have to, he bribed me, I'm going to have to go along with it, right? But here's the reason. Josh said, don't be afraid of the face of any man. For the judgment is Elohim. Ki ha-mishpat le-Elohim hu. For the judgment, ki, for, because, ha-mishpat, for the mishpat, the judgment, le-Elohim, is of Elohim. Le-Elohim, le-Elohim, hu, ki, for he, right, the judgment is Elohim. And the cause that is too hard for you, y'all shall bring to me, and I will hear it. Verse 18, just to seal up right here. And I commanded you at that time all the things that y'all should do. So here, little Rhema right here before we ride up right here. Yes, justice shalt thou pursue.
Teach all teachers,
teach them.
Liberating all Africans, that's Shiloh, holy, only mission. Liberating all Africans, that is Rasta mission. So, tell them Tate, tell them Tate, this is judgment on Babylon. Where, well, yeah, Rasta comes to defend the rights of the poor. For the oppression of the poor, have I arrived, yeah. I come to defend the rights.
Yes, 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 defend the rights of the poor. And no, if I'm the judgment, I want to be judged by a jury of I and I peers, ones who are Torah observant, right, who respect the glory of His Majesty. Yes, I, Kamal Ali Salah. So here, third day's Aliyah, so we can catch up right here for the third day, the Tuesday, as we're moving forward to the fourth day, the heart of the week, the midway day. Here, fourth Aliyah, coming forward. Yes. That was a misplay right there. You know, I was on go to for this sabbatical study as a Lincoln.
Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. I'll give ear right here. Here for the Shalishi Aliyah for this Shabbat Devarim. Sabbath, the words. Here. Give ear picking up with the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy. Here. Shema Yisrael. Give ear right here. Here for the Shalishi Aliyah for this Shabbat Devarim. Sabbath, the words. Here. Give ear picking up with the fifth book of Moses called Deuteronomy here in chapter 1. Here at verse 22 for the Shalishi, for the third reading, the third Aliyah, the third up offering here for this Shabbat Devarim. Watikarebunna elai. Kulkem watom rua nishalha nashima le fanenu we hayepru lanu eta aretsa we ya shibu otanu davar eta hadereka ashara na elepaha we eta he arima ashara nabo elehen. Here for the Shalishi, for the third Aliyah, for this Shabbat Devarim. Here, Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 22. And ye, y'all, came near to I, every one of you. Waitik revuna helaya kulkema. And said, we will send men before us, before I and I, and they shall search us out the land, and bring I and I, word again, by what way we, I and I, must go up, and into what cities we, I and I, shall come. And the saying pleased me well, and I took 12 men of you, one of a tribe. And they turned and went up into the mountain and came to the valley of Eshkol and searched it out. And they took the fruits of the land in their hands and brought it down to us, to I and I, and brought us, I and I, word again, and said, Wayomru Tova Ethiopia Tova Haaretza Asher Yahweh Eloheinu Noten Lanu. It is a good Tova Haaretz, good land, which Yahweh Jehovah Eloheinu I and I Elohim doth give us, I and I. Notwithstanding, ye y'all would not go up. Ye y'all would not Aliyah go up, but rebelled against the commandments of Yahweh Jehovah Elohim, the eyes Elohim. And ye y'all murmured in your tents and said, because Yahweh Jehovah hated us, hated I and I, he has brought us, I and I, forth out of the land of Mitzrayim, out of the land of Kemet, out of the land of Egypt, to deliver us into the hand of the Amorites, to destroy us. Whither? Where shall we go up? Where shall I and I, Aliyah, go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying, the people is greater and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to heaven. And moreover, we have seen the sons of the Anakims there. Then I said to you, dread not, neither be afraid of them. Yahweh Elohim, Jehovah, the I Elohim, who goeth before you, he shall fight for you according to all that he did for you in Mitzrayim, in Kemet, in Egypt, before your eyes, and in the wilderness, Bamidbar, where thou hast seen how that Yahweh Elohecha, Jehovah, the I Elohim, bear thee, the I, as a man doth bear his son, Yisa Isha Etabno, in all the way that ye y'all went until ye y'all came into this place. Yet in this thing, ye y'all did not believe, Yahweh Elohim, ye did not believe Jehovah, the I, Yahweh Elohim, who went in the way before you to search you out a place to pitch your tents in fire by night, to shew you by what way ye y'all should go, and in a cloud by day. And Yahweh Jehovah heard the voice of your words, and was wroth, and sware, Lamor, saying, surely there shall not one of these men of this evil generation see that good land which I swear to give to your fathers, to your patriarchs, save Caleb, except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. He shall see it, and to him will I give the land that he hath trodden upon, and to his children, because he hath wholly, holistically, completely followed Yahweh Jehovah. Also, Jehovah Yahweh was angry with me for your sakes, Lamor, saying, thou also shalt not go in thither, Veya, but Yahushua, the son of Nun, who standeth before thee, he shall go in thither, Veya. Encourage him, for he shall cause Yisrael to inherit. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
You know, some of these Israelites, some of these Negro Israelites, they be like,
I don't want to go out of the house, nigga. Yes?
Yeah.
What? Jasper, don't you want freedom? We going to promised land. The promised land.
What? Promised land? What? Cleveland?
No, Jasper.
Baltimore?
No, Jasper, the promised land.
What? Oh, the promised land. Minnesota?
Or you can name your area code or state too, right?
But there's lots of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land,
that state of mind, inside, get you out of that land you're in, Babylon. No.
There's lots of work to be done. Oh gosh, in the promised land, in the promised land.
Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will... 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands, 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 of thine own hands.
Mizmor kuf lamedchet le David. Od echa bechol libi. Neged Elohim azam merega. Eshtahave lechal kodshecha. Veode et shemecha. Al hasbecha veal amitecha. כי הגדלת על כל שמך אמרתך. ביום קראתי ותענני, תרהיבני ונפשי עוז. יודוך אדוני כל מלכי ארץ, כי שמעו אמרתיך. וישירו בדרכי אדוני, כי גדול כבוד אדוני. כי רם אדוני ושפל יראה, וגבוה ממרחק ידע. כי אלך בקרב צרה, תחייני, על אף אויביי תשלח ידיך, ותושיעני ימיניך. אדוני יגמור בעדי, אדוני חסדך לעולם, מעשה ידיך אל תרף.
Amharic, firstly, foremost, he goes in Amharic verse by verse, and hopefully fit in the Midrash, a study overview. Here to today's daily psalm, Psalm 138. Here. So first, the royal Amharic here, native speaker, and then we go through a verse by verse, right? Breakdown and builds. General Amharic education here. Yes, I. Rastafari.
Mazmur Matosalasa Sabat. بكأنف متوسلاسة سمنت يداويت مزمور عبيتو بفتس أم لبيعما سجنهال يافي النقر سمتهن يالنا بملعك تفيت إزمر اللهال ودك الدوس مكدسه سجدال سلامرته الناس لأونته سمهن عما سجنال بهلو لايك الدوس سمهن كف كف عدرقهالنا بتقرهوك أن بفتنة عدمتين نفسين بحيله ببزوات أنهات عبيتو يمدر نقستات اللو يامسقنوهات يافهن قال هلو سمتوالنا بقزيابير منقدي زمرالو يقزيابير كبر تالاك نونا اقزيابير كفيال نونا ودا چگرن يوچم يملكة تالنا تبتن يوچنم كاروكو ياوكال بمكرامك هكالن قوال
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashme, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amharic. But who want the next verse with Amharic.
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible.
مزمور متوسلاسة سبات بكنف متو سلاسة سمنت يداويت مزمور عبيتو بفتس ام لبيا مسجن هالو يافي النقر سمتهن يالنا بملعك تفيت ازمر اللهالو ودك الدوس مكدسه سجدالو سلامرته الناس لأونته سمهن عمسجن هالو بهلو لايك الدوس سمهن كف كف عدرقه هالنا بتقرهوك ان بفتنة عدمتين نفسين بهاي له ببزوات انهات عبيتو يمدر نقستات اللو يامسجنو هال يافهن قال هلو سمتو هالنا بقزيابير منقدي زمر هالو يقزيابير كبر تالاك نونا اقزيابير كف يال نونا ودا چگرن يوچم يملكة تالنا تبتن يوچنم كاروكو ياوكال بمكرا مكاكل انقوا بهيد عنته ياو تادر جنيال بطلاتو چيك وطالاي جوچين تدرق جال كنهم تادنين جال اقزيابير بدراتن يملس اللي جال عبيتو مهرته لزلالم نو عبيتو يجهن سراچه اللات تبال
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Hear today's psalm in the Royal Amharic from the Authorized Revised Amharic Bible of Ketamawi Haile Selassie, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metaf Kedus, and hear from the Mezmura Dawit, Psalms of David, the Parallel Bible, published by LOJ Society, the Line of Judah Society. Hear today's psalm, Mezmura Dawit, Meto Selassie Sabat, Bekint Fwist, Meto Selassie Cement, Psalm 138. Yeah, Dawit Mezmur, a psalm of David. Yeah, Dawit Mezmur, a psalm, a chant, Isis, the intonation. Besama'av, a willed, a Memphis, Kedus, a Hadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, hear today's psalm. Mezmur Dawit, Meto Selassie Sabat, Bekinfwist, Meto Selassie Cement. Psalm of David, Psalm 138. Yeah, Dawit Mezmur, a psalm of David. Kuter An, verse 1. Abietu, befitsum libe, amesagin halo, yafen negara semtehinyalina, bemela ikta fita zemerl halo. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise, Isis, to thee, to the eye, male. Abietu, O Father, his father, father of the house, abietu, befitsum libe, amesagin halo, befitsum, fitsum, perfect, complete, befitsum libe. My heart in my complete heart by way of a perfect heart, a complete heart, Befitsum Libe, Amesagin Halo. I will praise the Yah, Amesagin Halo. Yafena Negara Semtehinya Limna. Of my mouth, the thing of my mouth, the matter of my mouth, Semtehinya Limna. Now here, in the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, if we check the Septuagint, we should see this same addition right here in today's psalm, Mezmur Dawit, Meto Selassie Sabat, Psalm 137 in the ancient manuscripts, Bekinfwist in the parentheses, Meto Selassie Cement, Psalm 138. So here in Kuter An, here in the first verse, we have this phrase that is not in the English KJV. Ye'afen neger semtehinyalinna. Ye'afen, afe, of my mouth, ye'afen, of my mouth, neger, the thing, the matter, the word. Ye'afen neger, the subject, like the subject matter, the thing, the word, of my mouth, semtehinyalinna, semtehinyalinna. The I, male, have heard I, for the I, male, have heard I. So here, just in looking at the Septuagint right here, I confess to you, exo mo logesomai, soy, I confess to you, kriye, O Lord, in hole cardia moi, in hode cardia moi, with whole heart mine, with my whole heart, in hole cardia moi. And then it goes on to say, for you heard all the sayings of my mouth. Here, as we have in the Metzaf Kedus, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mezmur Dawit, the Psalms of David, of the King of Kings Bible, Ketamawi Haile Selassie, Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have this verse, Ya'afen Negar Semtehinyalina, corresponding with the coin in Greek, Hoti Ekusas Ta heremata to stomatos moi, for you heard all the sayings of my mouth. Ya'afin neger, of my mouth neger, the saying, the matter, semtehenyalina, for you heard. Hoti ekusas ta heremata tu stomatos moi. And then it continues, as we have here, kai enation agelon salmo, salo, salo swa, salo swa. Here, metaf kedus says, bemelaik feet, izamer lehalo. Now the KJV reads, before the gods will I sing praise to thee, before the gods, as in the Septuagint, kai and enation, enation before, agelon, 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 angels. Salo, salo, soy, salo, soy. I shall strum to you. I shall strum is zemer lahalo. I will chant Isis, psalm, zemre, mezmor, zemre, is zemer lahalo. But here has the melaikt, melaikt, the melaikt, melaikt, melaikt is the angels. The melaikt feet. In front of the angels, in the presence, the face of the angels, is Amr Lahalo. I will chant Isis. Here the Hebrew, Neged Elohim, it Zamreka, Izamreka, Izamreka, Izamr Lahalo, Izamreka, chant Isis, sing praises, sing Isis. But here, Neged, Neged, in front of, before, opposite of Neged Elohim, before Elohim, and the translation in the presence of the mighty, Hebraically, in the Yehudi version, the Sefer Tehillim, the KJV, before the gods, the Elohim. Bemelaik tefita zemer lahalo, before the gods, before the angels, before the messengers, face, presence, I will chant Isis to the eye, male. Izemer lehalo, lehalo, to ha, to the eye, speaking directly to he. Kuter hulet, verse 2. What a kedus a mekdesi is egdalo. Sila meherete hinna sila unete simhinim ma mesignalo. Behulu like kedusa simhin kef kef adrgahalina. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Wede kedusa mekdesi isegdalo. Wede toward kedus holy mekdesi, holy place, the eye, holy place, isegdalo. I will worship, literally I will prostrate, I will bow down, I will worship, I will prostrate. Wede towards kedus holy mekdesi, the eyes male, holy place, isegdalo. I will worship toward thy holy temple. Sile mihiretihina sile unetih simhinim amesignalo. Hear, and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. Sile, because of mihiretihina, because of thy mercy, mihiret, thy male mercy, and sile, because of eunet, the truth, eunet, the I male truth, the I male verity, veritas, reality, and because of the I male truth, simhinim amesignalo, simhi, sim, sim, name, simih, the I male name, simhinim, and because of thy male name, and thy male name, amesignalo, and thy male name, I will praise, I will give miskana, Isis, simhinim amesignalo, sila, because of mihiretihina, the I male mercy, and sila unetih, simhinim amesignalo. Behulu laya kedusa simhin, kef kef adrgahalina, adrgahalina. For thou hast magnified, kef kef adrgahalina. For the eye has made high, has magnified. Behulu lai, behulu, hulu, all, behulu lai, upon all, kedus, kedus, holy, simhih, simih, simih, name, the eye, male, holy name. Now here, in the KJV it says, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. From the Royal Amharic, for thou hast made high thy, interesting, thy word above all thy name. Here it says, behulu lai upon all kedusa simihin, holy, the I holy name, Kef Kef, Adurgahalina, Adurgahalina. So we have a slightly different reading here in the second verse. And here, let's see, since it diverges, let's see if it diverges right here. It diverges from the Hebrew ki. Higdalta, made big up. Kiya higdalta, I'll call shimka, im rateka, above, that has bigged up above all the I name, shimka, the I male name, im rateka, the eyes, thy word, in sense of thy word, thy speaking, thy word, imrat, the eyes, imrat, imrateka. Here we have it as behulu lai, kedusa simahina, kef kef, adrugahalina. Here we have, looking at the Septuagint right here, for you magnified above all name, you're holy. For you magnified above all name, you're holy. Hoti, emegalinas, hoti emegalinas, epia pan onoma to hagion son, for you magnified above all name, pan onoma name, to hagion son, you're holy, for you magnify above all name, you're holy. Hoti emagalinas epi pan onoma to hagion son. And here we have the hululai kiddus, simehina kef kef adrugahalina, the hululai, above all, kedus, holy, simehin, your name, kef kef adrugahalina, kuter source, verse 3. Bet rahu ken, befitnet adimteng, nefsin bechailih, bezu atzenahat. In the day when I cry, thou answerest me, and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. Bet rahu, I call upon the I male, bet rahu ken, in the day that I call upon the I, call terahu, call upon the I by name, bet rahu ken, befitnet, quickly, adimteng. Speedily, quickly, you paid attention to me. You paid attention, adimteng, not just to hear, but you heard attentively, adimteng. Nefsin, my soul, my psyche, nefsin, with the direct object suffix marker, the ne, nefsin, be chaylih, chayil power, be by way of upon chaylih, the he, the I male power, be bizu, enoughness, enough, much, bizu, in much, atzenahat, in much, enough, atzenahat. The I male has strengthened her, speaking of nefse, my soul, bechailih, by way of the I male power, bebizu, enoughness, atzenahat. The I has strengthened her. Bet rahu kena befitnet adimteng, nefse na bechailih, bebizu atzenahat. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Abietu, ye midr negestata hulu ya meseg nuhal. Ye afihina kalo hulu asemetewalina. All the kings of the earth shall praise your eyes as the eye. Abietu, my father, his father, O father of the house. Abietu, ye midr negestata hulu ya meseg nuhal. Ye midr of the earth negestata, the kings, hulu, all of them, the totality of them, Yamesegnu, they will praise Ha, the I male, Yamesegnu Hal. When they hear the words of thy mouth, Ya'afihin Kal, Ya'afih, the I mouth, the I male mouth, speaking directly to he who be, who ye be, Abirtu, Ya'afihin Kal, the word, Ya'afihin Kal, the word of the I mouth, Hulu, all, Semtawalina, they have heard. They have heard all the words of thy mouth. Avetu, yemidr negestat hulu, yameseg nuhal. Yafihin kal hulu semtawalina. Kuter amis. Verse 5. በእግዚአብሔር ርም መንገዳ ይዘምራሉ የእግዚአብሔር ክብር ታላቅ ነውና ይሄ They shall sing in the ways of Egziavihar, of the Sustainer, the Father, the Excellent, the Generous, the Open-Handed Father, the Egziavihar Rimmenged, Yizemralu. They shall sing in the ways of the Sustainer, the ways of Egziavihar. Ye Egziavihar Kuvr, Talat Annawinna. For great is the glory of Egziavihar, the Sustainer, Ye Egziavihar of Egziavihar, the Sustainer, The sustainer, the good, the generous, Ab, Father, Egzi, Ab, Her, Kuvr, 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 glory, Talak, Talak, great, important, Talak, great, important, Nawunna, for it, he, for it is, for the glory, the Kuvr of Egziavia is Talak, is great. Ye Egziavia, Kuvr, Talak, Nawunna. Kuter Sidist, verse 6. Egziavir kef yale nuwunna. Wode chigrenyo chima yimelekatalinna. Tibitenyo chinim karuka yaukal. Though the Lord, though Egziavir be high, yet hath he respect to the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Egziavir sustainer kef yale nuwunna. Kef yale nuwunna. For he is high. For Egziavir sustainer. Though the sustainer be high, Egziavir kef yale nowinna, yale nowinna, kef yale nowinna, though he be kef high, wode chigren yo chim yamelekatalinna, yet hath he respect, yet he pays attention, yamelekatalinna, for he pays attention, wode chigren yo chim, to the chigren yo ch, chigren yo ch, chigren yo ch, to the lowly or to the troubles, chigur. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Karuk from far. Ruk karuk yaukan. He knows from far. Kutel Sabat, verse 7. Bemekram mekakelin kwa behed. Ante hiyao tadarginyale. Bet alatoche kuta laya, ejochena tizaregale, kenyehim tadininyalech. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou, I wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Be mekra mekakelin kwa behed, be mekra, mekra, trouble, mekakel, in the midst, be mekara mekakel, in the midst of trouble, inqua, even though I walk, behade, if I walk in the midst of trouble, be mekara mekakel, inqua, behade, ante, hiyao tadarginyale, though thou wilt revive, ante, the I male and another, Ante hiyao tadarginyale, thou wilt hiyao, life, liberty, tadarginyale, 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 that I will do life for me, will do life, will cause me to live, that I will cause me to live. Ante hiyao tadarginyale, bet alatoche kutalai, ejochein tizaregale, Thou, the I shall stretch forth to Zaragale, stretch forth thine hand, here, it's your chain. Ah, my hands, the I will stretch forth my hands. And here, we have another divergence right here from the KJV. It says, Bet Talatoche, against my Talatoche, my haters, Bet Talatoche, upon my haters, Kuta, Anger, but Talatoche kuta lie above. Bear by way of on Talatoche, my haters kuta anger lie upon my haters, my enemies, anger or wrath of mine enemies, ejoche, my hands. So here we have ejoche, my hands, tizaragale, that I will stretch forth my hands. Here the KJV has stretched forth, right, thou shalt stretch forth thine hands, But here, it's your chain. It's a regale. Here, in looking at the Septuagint here reads basically the same. Against the anger of mine enemies, you stretch out your hands. So the sense in the KJV, in the Septuagint, as well as in the Hebrew, we have al af oibai tishlach yadeka, al upon af anger oibai mine enemies, tishlach to send, stretch forth to send, tishlach yadeka, stretch forth thy hand, thou stretchest forth thy hand against the wrath of mine enemies. But here in the midst of kedus, in the book of the seven seals of Mezmora Dawit, here we have ejochain to zaragale. Ejochain, my hands, you will stretch forth my hands against the wrath of mine enemies. Enyahim tadinenyalich. Tadinenyalich. Enyahim tadinenyalich. And thy right hand, thy right hand, kenyahim, tadinen yalech, she shall save me, and thy right hand, she shall save me, kenyahim, tadinen yalech, as the right hand is often termed in a feminine sense, Hebraically, Afro-Shemitically. So right here, the mekra mekakel in kwabehet, ante hiyao tadar genyale, bet alatoche kut alai ejochein tazargale, ken yehim matarinyalech. Here, kut el cement, verse 8. Ekziyaviha bizwatin, ye malislinyal, avetu, nihirete lezlalemno, avetu, ye ejehinna sera chel atbel. The Lord, Exiavia, sustainer, will perfect that which concerneth me, concerneth I. Thy mercy, Abetu, my father's father, father of house, Abetu, endureth for ever, forever. Forsake not the works, forsake not the works of thine own hands. Exiavia, bidratina yemelisalinya, bidratin. Exiavia bidratin, bidrat, like a reward. Exiavia sustainer bidrat, yemelis linya, will return to me, answer for me, reward me, will answer for me, reward. Exiavia her bidratin, yemelis linya, avetu, my father's father, father of the house, mihirete, lezlalemno, mihiret, mercy, loving kindness, mihirete. The I, male, mercy, loving kindness, lezalemno, is forever, lezale alem, to the worlds, the spinning, forever, mehiretih, lezalemno, avetu, O Father, my Father, O Father of the house. This also, avetu, another invocation on the Father, the name, we have it here. Here, KJV has the Lord and O Lord. Here we have Exiavihar, Abetu, and another Abetu, O Father, my Father, the Father of the house, Abetu. Ye Ijihin Sera, Ye Ijihin Ijih, the I hand, Ye Ijihin of the I hand, Sera, the work of the I hand, Ye Ijihin Sera, Chel Atabel, don't disregard, don't regard as trife, don't ignore the work of thy hand. Here, today's psalm, Mezmore Dawit, Metos Lasa Sabat, begins with Metos Lasa Cement. Ye Dawit Mezmore. Avetu, Befitsum Lebea Mesegin Halo. Yafe Negara Semtahinyalina. Bemela Ekta Fita Zamer Lahalo. Wode Kedusa Mekdese Segdalo. Sila Mehiretihina Sile Unete. Simhinema mesignalo. Behulu like it deuce. Simhina kefkef adirgahalina. Bet rahuek enna befitneta dimteng. Nefsin behailihi bebizuats enna hat. Avetu. Yemidr negestato hulu a yamesegnuhal. Yafehina kala hulu semtewalina. Vegziavia rimmen geda yzemral. Yegziavia kuvr talak nuina. Exiavia kef yale nuina. What a chigrenyochima yemelekatalina. Tibitenyochinema karuka yaukal. በመከራ መካከል እንኳን በሄድ አንተ ያዋ ታደርገኛለህ በጥራቶቼ ቁጣላ እጆቼን ትዘረጋለህ ቀኝህም አታድንኛለች እግዚአብሔር በዝራቴና የመልስልኛ አቤቱ ምህረትህ ለዘላለም ነው አቤቱ የእጅህና ስራ ቸል አትበል 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 አትበል
መዝሙር 137 በቅንፍ 138 የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ በፍጹም ልብ ያመሰግንሃል ያፌን ነገር ሰምተኸኛልና በመላእክት ፊት እዘምርልሃል ወደ ቅዱስ መቅደስህ ሰግዳል ስለ ምሕረትህና ስለ እውነትህ ስምህን አመሰግናለሁ በሁሉ ላይ ቅዱስ ስምህን ከፍ ከፍ አድርገሃል በጠራሁ ቀን በፍጥነት አድምጠኝ ነፍሴን በኃይልህ በብዙ አጠናህ አቤቱ የምድር ነገሥታት ሁሉ ያመሰግኑሃል ያፍህን ቃል ሁሉ ሰምተዋልና በእግዚአብሔር መንገድ ይዘምራሉ የእግዚአብሔር ክብር ታላቅ ነውና እግዚአብሔር ከፍ ያለ ነውና ወደ ችግረኞችም ይመለከታልና ትዕቢተኞችንም ከርቁ ያውቃል በመከራ መካከል እንኳን ብሄድ አንተ ሕያው ታደርገኛለህ በጠላቶቼ ቁጣ ላይ እጆቼን ተዘረጋለህ ቀኝህም ታድነኛለች እግዚአብሔር ብድራትን ይመልስልኛል አቤቱ ምሕረትህ ለዘላለም ነው አቤቱ የእጅህን ሥራ ቸል አትበል
Psalm 138. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answeredst me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet hath he respect unto the lowly. But the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands, 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 of thine own hands.
Here, basic Hebrew, here, baby Hebrew, Shema Yisrael, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha, Wazahata, Yaka Lama Nasa, Apa Saka Rashata. Again, basic Hebrew, baby Hebrew, 1 to 22. Abba Gadaha,
Wazahata Yakala Manasa A Pa Saka Rashata Ta Ta A Aleph Ba Beit Ga Gimel Da Dalet Ha He Wa Wow Za Zain Ha Chet Ta Tet Ya Yod Ka Kaf La Lamed Ma Bain Na Nun Sa Samech A Ain Pa Pe Sa Sadai Ka Kof Ra Resh Sha Shin Ta Tau
Ta Tau
Ta Tau
Ta Tau
Abagadaha Wa Zahata Yakalamana Sa Apa Sa Ka Ra Sha Ta 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 Ta
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
And here, Shema'ah Yisrael, here, a midrash on today's psalm, a mizmor kof, lamed, chelamed, chelamed. And here, Shema'ah Yisrael, here, a midrash on today's psalm, a mizmor kof, lamed, chet. Psalm 138, mizmor kof, lamed, chet. A psalm of David. I will give thee thanks with my whole heart. O deka, bekol libbi,
libbi,
libbi. Of David, Le David, I will give thee, thanks, O dekah, with my whole heart, bekol libbi. Yishayahu, Esaias, Isaiah said, even in Isaiah chapter 40, verse 7, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth. Yabesh chatzir nabel tzitz, the grass withereth, yabesh chatzir, the flower fadeth, nabel tzitz. Yabesh chatzir nabel tzitz. When these things occur, what should you do? Then, as is written in the ninth verse of Yeshayahu, Esaias chapter 40, then, O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up into the high mountain. Al har gaboaha eli laka me bashareta tziona harimua. Ba koacha kolek, O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, O thou that tellest good tidings to Zion, get thee up into the high mountain. Al har gaboaha eli laka mir bashareta tzion harimu ba koacha kolek. When the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel say, we are afraid of them that hate us. We are afraid of them that hate I and I. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will answer, they that hate you are become like grass. That is, as long as they were standing, you had reason to fear them. But now that they have withered, the breath of Yahuwah, Jehovah, bloweth up on it. Here, Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 40. Verse 7, Ki Ruach Yahuwah Nashabah Bo, because the breath, the spirit, the breath of Yahuwah, Jehovah, bloweth upon it. Ki Ruach Yahuwah Nashabah Bo. What have you to fear? Therefore, O thou, the eye that tellest good tidings to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, lift up thy voice with strength, Lift it up. Be not afraid. Hear Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 40, verse 9. Harimi aba koacha kolek, mev ashareta Yerushalayim, harimi ala tiarai. O thou that tellest good tidings, that tell us good tidings to Yerushalayim. Mev ashareta Yerushalayim. Lift up thy voice with strength, Lift up thy voice in strength. Harimi ba koacha kolek. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Harimi, lift it up. Harimi ala tirai. Ala tirai. Al tirai. And be not afraid, speaking to she. the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel will say, they say, when shall we offer praise? When shall I and I offer Isis? When Ha'el, Ha'elohim, requites the wicked Harasha, the Rishaim, for their dealing. As it is said, even in Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 15, as thou hast done, it shall be done to thee. Thy dealing shall return upon thine own head. Obadiah, hear, verse 15. Kasher asita ye aselaka, gemulka yashuva de rosheka. As thou the eye hast done, it shall be done to the eye. Kasher asita ye aselak, thy dealing, gemulka shall return, yashuv, upon thine own head, be rosheka. Ka'asher asita ye aselaka, gemulka yashuv, be rosheka. What was Edom's dealing? Edom, dashed the little ones of Yisrael, of Israel, against the rock. For this reason, it is said, O Edom, happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the rock. Even here in Psalm 137, the ninth verse, Hebraically. Ashrei sheyochez v'nipeitz et olalaich illa ha-sala'a. Happy Ashrei shall he be that taketh sheyochez. Ashrei sheyochez. Happy shall he be that taketh v'nipeitz et olalaich and dasheth thy little ones. Against the rock. Il ha salah. Against the rock. Ashrei she yocheza we nipeita eta olalayik. Il ha salah. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth thy little ones against the rock. Ashrei she yochez v'nipeitz eta olalayich illa ha-sala'a. In that hour, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, will give thanks with all their heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be he, as is said, I will give thee thanks with my whole heart. O deka bekol libi. Thus, like this, you will learn that as long as Harasha, the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones are in the world, they enslave the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, and oppress and downpress them, so that the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, cannot take breath to thank Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, with all their heart. But when the wicked Harasha, when the ratchet, the Rishaim, the ratchet ones wither away, then I will give thee thanks with my whole heart. O deka bekoli be. Before the gods will I sing praise to thee, to the eye. Before the gods will I sing Isis to thee, to the eye. Hear. Today, Psalmis, Morkof, Lamed, Chet. Hear the second part of the Aleph, the first verse. Neged Elohim, Izamreka. In the presence, before the God, in the presence of the mighty, will I sing praises, Isis, to thee, to the eye. Neged Elohim, neged before Elohim. Izamreka, I will zamar, chant Isis. Izamreka, I will chant Isis to the eye, male. That is, before the judges of the Sanhedrin, the judges of the assembly, concerning whom it is said, even in Shemot, even in Exodus chapter 22, verse 27, that reads, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse, nor cuss, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Hear, hear, hear. In Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 22, verse 27, it is written, thou shalt not revile the gods, nor curse, nor curse, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Elohim, lo tikalela with nasiya be ameka. Thou shalt not revile Elohim, the God Elohim, the true good, the true God. Elohim, lo tikalel with nasi be ameka. Nor cuss, nor curse the ruler of thy people. Lo taor. Lo taor. Elohim, lo tikalela we nasiya be ameka. Lo taor. Thou shalt not revile the gods. Elohim, lo tikalel. Lo tikalel. Nor curse the ruler of thy people. We nasi be ameka. Lo taor. Or the phrase, before the gods. Before the gods, Neged Elohim may mean and refer to the prophets. The phrase Neged Elohim in today's psalm is Morkof Lamed Chet, the Aleph, the second part of the first verse. Neged Elohim, Zamreka, Neged Elohim, before the Elohim, before the gods, may refer to the prophets. Ha-Nabim, the prophets who are called gods, who are called Elohim. As it is said, Moses, the man, the God. As it is said, Moshe, the man, the God. And here, Midrash note, here we have this even in Psalm 90. Ish ha-Elohim, literally the man of Elohim, the God, the man, Ha'ish, Ha'Elohim. And here an example, First Chronicles chapter 23, verse 14, fuller verse in the KJV that reads, now concerning Moses, the man of God, his sons were named of the tribe of Levi. Moshe, Ish, Ha'Elohim, Banayo wa Yikara'u al Shevet Ha'Lewi. Hear. Now, Moses, now concerning Moshe, the man of God, Ish ha-Elohim. Moshe, Ish ha-Elohim. Ish, Moshe, the man, Ish, the God, ha-Elohim. And, as it is also said, even in 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 27, where it reads, there came a man, a God, to Eli. Wayavo ish Elohim il Eliya wayomer Elayo kohamar Yahuwah he nigloa nigletia illa beta vika biya hiyotama be mitraim le beta paro. And here, the fuller verse, 1 Samuel, Shemuel, Samuel chapter 2, verse 27. And there came a man of Elohim, of God, to Eli, and said to him, thus like this saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah, did I plainly appear to the house of thy father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? Wayabo ish Elohim il Eli, wayomer Elayo, kohamar Yahuwah, he nigloa nigleti il beita avika, Behi yotam bemitraim lebeta paro. And here, Midrash note, literally in the Hebrew, this is a man of God, Ish Elohim, Wayabo, and he came and came, Wayabo, Ish, man, Elohim, a man of Elohim. Even after death, the prophets, Ha-Nabim, the prophets are called Elohim, gods. As you find it said of Shemuel, of Samuel, I saw gods ascending out of the earth, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel, chapter 28, verse 13. I saw gods ascending out of the earth. Wayomer laha hameleka alatiari kima ra'it. Watomera haisha el shaol Elohim ra'iti olim mina haaretz. And the king said to her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said to Saul, I saw gods ascending out of the earth. And the king said to her, Wayomer laha hameleka, alatiri, be not afraid, kima ra'it, what seest thou? Kima ra'it. Watomer ha'isha, and she said, the woman said, El Shaul to Saul, Elohim, ra'iti olim min ha'aretz. I saw gods, Elohim ascending out of the earth. Elohim, ra'iti olim min ha'aretz. Accordingly, here, before the gods, Neged, Elohim, before the Elohim will I sing praises, Isis, to thee, chant Isis to the eye. Neged, Elohim, I zamreka, I will chant Isis, I zamreka, mezmor, chant Isis. Neged, Elohim, I zamreka, this means that even under the weight of the judgments upon I and I, we will sing praise, we will sing Isis to thee, to the eye. Neged Elohim izamreka. Even under the weight of the judgments upon us, we, I and I, will sing Isis, praise to thee, I. I will bow down toward thy holy temple and give thanks to thy name. Here, the second verse, the bait verse. Eshetachwe ilahikalak adshaka weodeh eta shmeka. I will bow down, I will prostrate, I will worship. Eshetachwe, I will worship, prostrate, bow down. Eshetachwe ilahikalak adshaka. To thy temple, holy, thy holy temple. Hekal karisheka, we odeh, and give thanks, we odeh, eta shemeka, and give thanks to shemeka, to the I name, thy male name. As scripture says, even in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 15 to 16, where it reads, the Lord hath taken away thy judgments. He hath cast out thine enemy. The king of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not fear evil any more. Thou shalt not fear evil any more. In that day it shall be said of Jerusalem, fear thou not, O Zion, let not thy hands be slack. Here, Zephaniah. Chapter 3, here, verse 15 and 16, which reads, Hesir Yahuwah Misha Patayik, Pinah Oibik, Melech Israel Yahuwah Bekarvek, Lo Atiyah Re'i Ra'od, Bayom Hahuwah Ye'amira Li'Yerushalayim, Ala Tiyarai, Zion Ala Yerpoa Yadayik, Yahuwah. Jehovah, he who be, have taken away thy judgment. Hey, Sir Yahuwah, Misha Patayik. Here, speaking to she. Hey, Sir Yahuwah, Misha Patayik. Jehovah, have taken away thy judgments. Pinao Ebek. He has cast out thine enemy. Pinao Ebek. The king of Israel, even Yahweh, Jehovah, he who be, we be, is in the midst of thee, be in the midst of thee. Melech Yisrael, Yahweh, Bekarbek, speaking to she. Thou, speaking to she, shall not fear evil anymore, shall not fear evil no more. lo tiri ra'a od. Bayom ha'huwa ye'amira li'erushalayim. Ala tiri sion ala yirpu ayadayik. In that day, bayom ha'hu, in the day, the he, in that day, bayom ha'hu, it shall be said, ye'amir, it shall be said, ye'amir li'erushalayim, to Yerushalayim, ye'amir li'erushalayim. Ala tirai, fear thou not, speaking to she. Ala tirai, ala tirai, ala tirai, fear thou not, speaking to she. Zion, ala yirpo, yadaik. O Zion, Zion, ala yirpo, yadaik. Yadaik, thy hand, speaking to she, yadaik. Let them not be slack. Ala yirpo, yadaik. Hesir Yahuwah misha pataik. Pina oibek, Melech Israel, Yahweh, Bek Rabek, Lo atiarei ra'a od, Bayom hahu, Ye'amir li'Yerushalayim, Ala tirai, Zion, Ala yirpu, Yadayik. So, after Harasha, after the ratchet, Harishaim, the ratchet ones have withered away, faded away from the earth, from the earthly plane, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, of the Sar, the Prince of El, the Almighty, will praise, will Isaac, will praise HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He. And when HaHekal, when the temple and its holy shrine are rebuilt, in that hour, in that hour, I will bow down, will worship, will prostrate towards thy holy temple and give thanks to thy name for thy mercy and for thy truth. Eshtachwe illa hekala karsheka, weodeta shimeka, Allah hasedeka, we Allah emiteka. I will bow down, eshtachwe, I will prostrate, eshtachwe, I will worship, eshtachwe illa hekala karsheka, to the hekal, the temple, karsheka, of thy islandness, to thy holy temple, hekala karsheka, we ode, and give thanks, ode, we and ode, and giving thanks, and I giving thanks, we ode, eta shemeka, to thy name, thy male name, shemeka, al chasedeka, for thy mercy, al upon chasedeka, I will give thanks to the eye, I will give thanks to the I male name upon, up on Chasedeka, al Chasedeka, we Allah emiteka, and for or on thy truth, on thy mercy, and on thy truth, we ode eta shemeka, I will praise the I male name, al Chasedeka, on the I mercy, thy loving kindness, we Allah emiteka, and on the I truth, the I reality. Lamaz, wherefore? Because thou, the I, has magnified thy name and thy word above all things. Here, the full of the bait, the second verse. Ki he gedalta, al kol shemeka imrateka, ki for, he gedalta, for the eye has magnified, the eye has bigged up, the eye has made big, magnified, has bigged up. Kia higdalta, the eye male has magnified, has bigged up. Kia higdalta, al kol shemeka, up on all shemeka, the eye name. Imrateka, the eye word. Some translate this as, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Kia higdalta al kol shemeka imrateka, or thou hast magnified thy name and thy word above all things. That is, the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, will say to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, thou hast made thy name and thy word greater than all things that thou didst promise us, promise I and I, through Ha-Nabi, through the prophets. And what didst thou promise? not merely as is written in Eul, in Joel chapter 3, verse 1, not merely, and it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hear, hear, Yoel, Yoel, Joel chapter 3, the Aleph, the first verse. Wehaya achrekin eshpoka etaruchi al kol basar. And it shall come to pass, wehaya, wehaya, and it shall come to pass, achrekin, afterward. It shall come to pass afterward, eshpok, I will pour, eshpok, I will pour etaruchi, ruchi, my spirit, my irid, al kol basar, upon all basar, upon all flesh. Wehaya achrekein, eshpoch, et ruchi, al kol basar. But also it is written even in Yoel, in Joel chapter 4, verse 18, it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down sweet wine. It shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down sweet, sweet wine. Wehaya bayom ahahu yitfu aheharim asis. And it shall come to pass in that day, wehaya bayom hahu. And it shall be wehaya bayom in the day, hahu, the he, in that day, wehaya bayom ahahu yitfu. They shall drop heharim, the mountains, asis, asis, sweet wine. Wehaya bayom hahu, yitfu heharim asis. Hence, here scripture says, even in Yoel, in Joel, chapter 2, verse 21, fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice. Al tiri edama, gili we semachi, fear not, O land. Fear not, al-tiri, speaking to she, al-tiri, speaking to she, al-tiri, edama, gili, u-semachi, usmachi, usmachi, gili, be glad, speaking to she, gili, gili, be glad, u-semachi, and rejoice, gili, u-smachi, semachi, and rejoice, be glad, and rejoice. Al tiri edama gili uasamachi. Rejoice. Wherefore rejoice? Where? Lama. Wherefore? Why? Rejoice. Because, as the verse goes on to say, Jehovah Yahuwah will do great things. Jehovah will do great things. Great things. Kia higadil Yahuwah la esot. For Yahweh, he who be, we be, Jehovah, hath done great things, or Yahweh, Jehovah will do, kia higadil Yahweh la'esot, for Yahweh, Jehovah, hath done great things, for he who he be, will do great things, kia higadil Yahweh la'esot. Hence, here it is also written, in Psalm 126, the bait, the second verse, Hebraically, then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, among the Goyim, the Gentiles, the international community, Jehovah hath magnified to do with them. Jehovah hath magnified to do with them. Az yimalei asechok apinu. Ulishonenu rinna aza yomru bagoyim higadil Yahweh la isota aim ele. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. Az then yimale filled sechok laughter tinu our mouth. Az yimale sechok apinu. Ulishonenu rinna and our tongue was singing and ringing and shrilling tones, singing rinna u and lishonenu, our tongue, rinna u lishonenu rinna. As yomru bagoyim, then, as then, yomru bagoyim, yomru, they said, bagoyim, among the nations and nationalities, Gentiles, international community, higadil Yahuwah la esot im eile. Yahweh Jehovah, he who be, who he be, hath done great things with these, with these. He gadil Yahweh la esot im ele. Azimale sechok apinu uleshonenu rinna aza yomru bagoi. He gadil Yahweh la esot im ele.